This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Two female students and a Salesian priest are among the speakers at this year's Voices of Faith female storytelling event taking place in the Vatican on March the 8th, and have been speaking about the importance of education, particularly for girls, to help prevent them becoming child brides or child labourers. Caroline and Judy, both from Kenya, told me how they were able to avoid being married off while still in their teens and spoke about their ongoing studies and their ambitions. For his part, Father George Meramparampil has spearheaded an initiative to support the education of girls in tribal areas of India by providing partial scholarships to them. Caroline, Judy and Father Meramparampil shared with me their life stories and personal goals and all stressed the vital importance of obtaining a good education. Caroline, how were you able to avoid becoming a child bride at the age of 14, as your parents wanted? And why were you so keen to avoid this fate?
I was able to overcome being a child bride at the age of 14 because I had passion for education. And the force that pushed me to have this passion of education is the fact that my sisters were living a very sad life, full of bitterness because they had married early.
What age were they?
I think 14, because they had just finished their primary school education.
So very young, yeah. And what's your message for other girls who might be facing pressure from their families to get married while still in their teens?
My message to these girls is that we should say no and abandon these cultures and, if possible, run away from these outdated cultures, because our cultures are hindering our blessings and our important lives and bright futures.
Judy, how and why did you come under pressure to get married while still a teenager? How were you able to escape that? Tell us a bit about what happened.
Well, the first pressure came in when I was just 16 years old. And it was because of economic factors. My mother could not educate us anymore. So she thought the easier way out was to get married at the age of 16, just as she did at the age of 17. So her hope was that I would get a good husband who would take care of me financially and also help the entire family financially.
And what was your reaction?
Having seen after my father's death, life became miserable for her. We barely survived. It was a hand-to-mouth. Whatever she got really went to food. We could barely afford 3 meals a day. You know, we didn't have proper education. So all this experience made me feel like I couldn't just get married without education, because I would end up like she did. But with a good education, being independent, I knew I would be a woman of substance, an independent woman who would not need to rely on the husband to support her financial needs.
You're studying for a master's in business administration. What for you has been the value and the rewards of getting a good education?
Good education comes with so much positive things in one's life. First is respect and dignity. Right now, I'll confidently say that people really look at me and they admire where I am, as opposed to my other siblings who have not reached that level of education. They look up to me as a role model, somebody whom they can really call upon to give a talk or share with other girls to motivate them and to influence them. Other than respect and dignity, I'm also able to influence at personal levels in organizations, to be able to get them to support other people. But if I didn't have education, clearly I wouldn't have the influence that currently I possess. And I feel so grateful that I'm able to make an impact in the lives of young people by sharing with them my life story.
And what is your personal ambition? What are you aiming for?
Well, for me, always the sky is the limit. And heading towards completing my master's in business administration, I am hoping to do my PhD, because I really want to be looked at by the society like one of the few who really made it in this life. Because I really want to be able to empower as many people as they can. And this is only possible when I have attained the highest level of education. There are very few women currently who have done that. And I believe these few women, if they come together with their expertise, with their knowledge and their skills, they're able to make a difference in the society. Because currently, as it is, women are not respected in my society.
Father George, you're a Salesian father. Of course, the Salesians are famous for their role in providing education to so many young people around the world. Why do you feel so passionately about the value of education, especially for girls?
I feel a passion for the education of girls because even in the society where I live in India, in most communities, girls are looked down upon. A girl, a woman, a female, does not really have an identity of her own in India. She is either the daughter of her father or she is the sister of her brother. She is the wife of a man or she is the mother of a child, but she does not seem to have an identity of her own. And they are abused, they are exploited, they do not get opportunities to develop to their full potential. And I believe girls with their intelligence and with all their other qualities that God has given them, emotional and spiritual and every respect, they have a lot to contribute to society. They can contribute as much as any man can do.
How common is early marriage in India and how young are some of these girls that get married off by their families?
Statistics say that about 15 million girls are married off in their teens and the highest number is in India. I cannot give you the exact figure for India, but it is very common, particularly in the weaker communities, in the sense of people from the lower castes, the rural areas, in families where the parents themselves are not educated. It is very common.
And tell us a little bit about how you, in a concrete way, have been helping girls to get an education, particularly if they come from deprived families and avoid ending up as child brides or child labourers.
Don Bosco has hundreds of schools in India, and the vast majority of them are in the rural areas and with very low fees. And we subsidise the education of all children who are in need, but particularly of girls. We provide a variety of education, the general academic education, skills training, vocational training, professional training, so that they can earn for themselves, they can express themselves, they can grow to their maximum. We run child rights clubs and human rights clubs in our own educational institutions and those run by others, whether private parties or even of the government. And in the villages, we have over 500 what we call children's parliaments, where children between the age of 13 and 19 come together and they discuss the problems of the village, particularly their own problems. They come to know before anyone else of a girl being married off when she is still in her teens, and they go and pressurize the family. They threaten them to inform the child welfare committee of the government, and if necessary, even to inform the police and get them arrested and so on. They apply a lot of pressure on the parents of the girl to make sure that the girl is allowed to study at least up to the age of 18. We have a wide variety of services like this, formal and informal, institutionalized and in non-institutionalized in the villages, through which we promote education as well as prevent child marriages.
Just one last question for you, Caroline. Tell me a little bit about your own ambitions and also about how you feel about taking part in this Voices of Faith event.
First of all, I feel very happy and delighted to be part of the Voices of Faith 2016. I believe that through my voice, I'll be able to impact change and bring hope to many other girls around the world. Secondly, my ambition is first to get education. I'm very eager first to join university come September. And from there, I'll be able to, because I know if I get education, it's not only mine, but through teaching other girls and motivating them to study more, I'll be a motivating factor and a role model first to the girls in my community.
And you were listening there to the voices of Caroline Niduku from Kenya, Father George Menam Parampil from India, and Judy Onyango, also from Kenya.